The state of Illinois has put 49 mostly wealthy Chicago suburbs on notice. They have until next spring to come up with plans to boost the number of affordable homes in their communities in compliance with the new state law. Some suburbanites want the law amended or repealed. They say it will give the state too much power over local development. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In the 49 communities the state has targeted, housing is expensive and land is often scarce. Coldwell Banker realtor Rita Anson says during the 20 years she's been selling homes in the North Shore communities near Chicago, housing costs have skyrocketed.
I'll just put in $100,000 and we'll see what we get.
Anson taps on a few computer keys to bring up the multiple listings of homes for sale in Wilmette, one of the ritzy North Shore villages.
The lowest price today is a house for $398,000.
That's on the less expensive west side of Wilmette. On the east side, a more typical cost for, say, a six-bedroom, six-and-a-half-bath stone manor on a large lot near Lake Michigan is
$2,995,000. And it has a three-car attached garage, a full basement. The rooms are large, and it's a lovely area of...
The cost of housing has made it difficult for seniors to stay in Wilmette and nearly impossible for workers like teachers and park district employees to find an inexpensive place to live. Wilmette has built some affordable housing developments for seniors and is working to create more, but Village President Nancy Canifax says the state is right. There needs to be more affordable housing.
It's been a problem for a long time, and it grows worse as time goes on and values rise. The 90s were just... a really difficult time for people who are looking for affordable housing in Wilmette because our assessed valuation has just gone way up, as it has all over in the area.
The goal now is for wealthy communities like Wilmette to come up with plans to create housing for sale for families that make less than 80% of the area median income. That's about $57,000 for a family of four. The state says an affordable home would cost $125,000. An affordable apartment for a family of four with an income of $42,000 would cost $775 a month. Kelly King Dibble heads the Illinois Housing Development Authority, the state agency charged with enforcing the new law. She says it prods communities into thinking about how to retain a workforce or ways they can revitalize their downtown districts.
I think of it more as, you know, the condominium and rental apartment development versus trying to build, you know, small, you know, 2,000 square foot, you know, single family homes adjacent to a 6,000 square foot home.
The plans communities devise must meet one of three benchmarks. They must include ways for the municipalities to make 10% of their housing affordable, or they could choose to set aside 15% of the units in any new development for affordable housing, or towns could work to increase their overall affordable housing by 3%. Communities that don't develop plans could end up having their development decisions overturned by a state board designed to review the appeals of developers who have affordable housing plans blocked. It's that portion of the law which has stirred some controversy.
First off, no one is against affordable housing. I think that what's wrong is how it's being approached.
Rob Farreau is a resident of Wilmette and the past president of the New Trier Neighbors, a group of North Shore residents who want the Illinois law changed or repealed. Farreau says the State Housing Appeals Board will usurp local power.
There's no accountability. They're not elected. They can rule essentially arbitrarily to approve or disapprove of this development and in turn force a local village to accept their decision. And the communities are left high and dry when it comes to trying to regulate, ultimately, the type of construction or development that could be done in those communities.
The group also says it has concerns about affordable housing lowering property values and raising taxes. The Illinois law was patterned after a more stringent zoning ordinance in Massachusetts. Supporters say the Massachusetts law is evidence that affordable housing has little impact on property value or taxes. They also credit the measure with helping to create 35,000 units of affordable housing in Boston suburbs. It's a number they hope to surpass with Illinois' new affordable housing law. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.